Today, a home state perspective on U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Joining us to do that, Mark Zdechlik. He's a correspondent with Minnesota Public Radio. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been covering Amy Klobuchar?
Since she was the Hennepin County attorney in the late 1990s, so I've been around her for a very long time.
Okay, good. We're glad you have this long view for us of her career. Tell us about her leadership style in Minnesota, what she's known for.
She's known to be a very hard worker. She makes a point of visiting all 87 Minnesota counties every year. She's also known for being kind of a moderate person who holds her cards kind of close to the vest and is not likely to, jump out and say dramatic things. She's known as someone who presents herself as someone who likes to work across the aisle, kind of likes to frame herself as a common sense politician who just wants to do what's going to help the people she represents.
And also interested to see, like Kamala Harris, she has a background in criminal justice.
She does. She was elected Hennepin County Attorney in 1998. That's the county where Minneapolis is located. She, like many county attorneys at the time, worked to crack down on petty crimes like vandalism in hopes of reducing more serious crimes. She had some run-ins with the union that represented employees in the county attorney office. They accused her of creating a hostile workplace and claimed she treated people inappropriately. They even tried to block her endorsement for Senate when she decided to run for Senate in 2006, but they were unsuccessful at that. She's drawn criticism after the fact for her time as county attorney for not bringing charges in more than two dozen deadly police shooting cases, and also for not prosecuting as many police brutality cases as some people think she should have. But what she was doing at the time is very much in keeping with what was going on all over the country to try to crack down on crime.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how she has distinguished herself in the Senate to Minnesotans.
Well, really kind of on bread and butter issues. A lot of consumer protection legislation, for example. She votes with her party almost all the time, but she also presents herself, as I said, as someone who likes to work across the aisle and someone who can work across the aisle. She basically just presents herself as a common-sense politician that is not by any means an extremist or anything like that. And that sets her apart, in, arguably, from some of the other Democrats vying for the nomination who support the Green New Deal immediately. Senator Klobuchar calls that aspirational. She does not stand out in front calling for Medicare for all. And she also says that the country can't give everybody free four-year college. She talks about free two-year community college.
And, Mark, as we know, electability is a huge part of the Democrats' focus this time around in this presidential election year to come. Electability is something that Amy Klobuchar has put at the center of her campaign, too, isn't it?
She has put that at the center of her campaign, and she has a good argument to make. She was elected in 2006 with a 20% margin and reelected with another healthy margin again in 2012. And this last election in 2018, she won by 24 points and percentage points. And she took every congressional district, including districts in Minnesota, that went for Donald Trump. And that is an argument she's making as she campaigns for president, that she can win the support not only of Democrats, but also of independents and even moderate Republicans. That is a key selling point that she brings up over and over as she campaigns.
Mm-hmm. I have to bring up a point that you find in a lot of reports, some reporting, that she is a, well, difficult person to work for. Fill us in on what that means from your perspective, as far as you can tell.
Well, around the time she rolled out her campaign in February, stories started coming out quoting unnamed staffers, saying that she was very difficult to work with, that she didn't treat people well. She knew this was coming. I knew it was coming. I could never get anybody on the record to give me their name and tell me these things, so that's why we didn't do any reporting on it. I mean, we did reporting, but we didn't put anything on the radio. For her part, she's acknowledged it head-on and maintained that she has a high expectations of herself and also very high expectations of her staff, and she's just said point-blank that she's a tough boss. it's interesting when I talk to voters about this, most all of the time, people just kind of roll their eyes and say they have no problem with that, and then it almost gives her a little more street cred because they they feel like she has a backbone.
Right. Some would say, well, a hard-nosed politician in my corner, I don't care. That sounds good.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about her background, because, of course, when she's campaigning here in Iowa, she has not only urban areas but also rural areas, and she kind of tries to straddle that, doesn't she?
She absolutely does. She grew up kind of in the outer suburbs of the Twin Cities and talks on the campaign trail about how she was kind of between the metro area and rural areas. She talks about milking a cow, for example, with one of her friends. Her relatives come from northeastern Minnesota, which is a blue-collar mining area of the state. She talks a lot about those basic, simple roots. She decided to get into politics when she was a young corporate attorney, and her daughter Abigail was born. Abigail had some serious health complications, but nonetheless, Amy Klobuchar was told she had to leave the hospital after 24 hours. She ended up soon thereafter at the Minnesota legislature and lobbied successfully for a law that allows new mothers at least 48 hours of care in the hospital if they want that. So that was kind of her foray into politics. From there, it was to the county attorney's office a few years later and then into the U.S. Senate. Now, she hopes, into the White House.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, we have just a few seconds left, Mark. You've been with her so many years, covering her so many years. What's she like as a campaigner when she's in a room or a hall trying to win over voters?
She's smart. She's good. And I've been around a lot of candidates. I've been doing this more than 30 years. She'll walk into a room and very purposely name the people that need to be named and point them out and kind of prop them up, the power brokers and that kind of thing. She looks people in the eye when she talks to them. She will talk to anyone who walks up to her, basically, and listen. And she's very personable and doesn't feel at all like some politicians, like it's almost like they don't want to get dirty in the crowd or whatever. But she doesn't have any pretense about her whatsoever and is very pleasant, just kind of a normal type person when she's campaigning. And you know, arguably, that's who she is.
Mark Zdechlik, thank you so much for this home state view. You're a correspondent with Minnesota Public Radio who's been covering Amy Klobuchar since way back in the 90s. We appreciate this long view, home state view, of your Senator Klobuchar.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you in Iowa.